with the style. That means we were the first time working also more with the architects and with this context of demolition. What does mean? The phenomenon was not to demolish the space, but to find a space what we will be as the last action there. And we decided also to have on the portfolio in the program of festival some remarks of all the situation in Czech Republic. That means you can see what disappeared, what resists disappearance, what has becomes every more and more hidden. It's in the list, but the quality of the yellow color is not good to see. But what I can say to this experience with this 4,000 meters square and place, we decided to do action with the fire and the firework. As many, it was inside, but was very dangerous, of course, for the public. We let it public to be free in the space, and just where was the for short time event connected with the fire, people were like the flies coming to that point. As many, this was the idea to work just with the fire or some kind of firework to be much more interventive. The first water cleaning factory, this catharsis was much more smooth. We guide the people through that building. But here we were much more radical to the people. That means people have to be afraid of time, space, and situation. What we get it back and the feedback in this year after that festival and action there, that the owner of that building or of that part start to have idea to hold us with this not just we as mama papa or 4 days emotional, much more like seven activistic NGOs to have it the territory for the residences. And the first time we start to think, oh, this will be perfect to have it residences, this will be fine to have it storages, ateliers, etc., and to build up the community bars and cinema and etc. That means to make our own ghetto. I say ghetto, but it sometimes looks like when you have like too much artists together. And in year 2000, in the climate was growing up also. Again, fight between the public and developers comes on that point that Prague was divided as the European capital of the culture, one of the 6 or 7 in this time. Nine. And this was very big potential to have it Prague, in Prague, something like the free ateliers or residences. Nothing's happened from that point. It was fight with politicians. There was a lot of changes in this time inside in the Prague city hall or municipality. That's when we decided, okay, to provoke again with the action, like peep show or some kind of like hotel for 1 hour, and to bring up, it was, I forgot to say, it was the Czech famous beer factory, and we name it the action like fermentation, like to the bubbling with on that climate, and we invited much more the students from the fine arts school and from drama schools to have it. We have like 50 bazaars, like for 3 to 3 to 3, and the audience can walk through, and they have just 1 hour to collect, either just to be not satisfied that they don't see all, but the quantity of that make also the feeling that something it is not reachable and hearable or either has been, this is just part of that activism, again, to say, okay, we are in the quality where we want to say it's a lot of people who are bubbling here. And for government, this was maybe one action what provoke, I don't know, for a lot of problems with the site-specific activism, it's that we don't have really critics for who are not writing, or either it is just banality when you are playing in the water cleaning factory, everybody write about that it's smelly or it's not. That mean it's a, it comes idea that to remove our, and now I am splitting from Pavel, that we decided to be friends, but to not to work in this time together. And Mama Papa, like this babysitting company for performers and artists after graduation of fine art school or drama school, we decided to make the summer schools in locations where we can really overlap different kind of, not aesthetics, but different kind of knowledge from site-specific work, and also to meet again something new. And for us was to combine NGO, more NGO organizations, I mean NGOs also with the different kind of subjects, social workers, pedagogists, different kind of anthropologists and psychologists, either sociologists. I mean, this was very interesting to come with this knowledge. Man. Sorry. Is it water here? Thank you. And of course, this means also that with this knowledge, man, that with these experiences, in this time we have, like, I think, 40 experiences with the site-specific different kind of conditions. And I start to be much more provocative in the Academy of Drama Art with the phenomena, is the phenomena to bring up students to be involved and in fact to make infection to the climate via not just reduce activism, but also to start to teach site-specific. What was very ridiculous, it can be also dangerous. But basically from this year, 2002, I think, we have adapted a lot of new ideas from the students' field or from absolvents, and we start to talk much more openly about this activistic theater. On that context, not just to bring up like ambient theater just like for fun or for beauty, but also with this focus to work on the social level, means that was necessary students to combine with, and we are in the point where I think the site specific needs to be pointed via also location, not just as a space, but with the communities who are nearby, or either they are living there or they have interest there. That means we start to work much more with the communities. This means also remove it, also the work of the site-specific, maybe from Prague, to this some kind of necessary lands. Again, with the agricultural field, we feel that it was necessary also promote artistic action via academy or via summer academies in the villages. That means we named this program like Dancing Villages. It was also formulated like much more to focus for the woke up activism in the villages. And of course, the name of the community art doesn't sometimes fit to each of a group of participants or each group of actors or fascinators. But basically, from 2009, we have a lot of like subjects, and still this start to be much more as kind of, I can say, site-specific network, where everywhere we try to do something. Some people we just call or either inform them. And I think it's very, very important for to make new change and new, for new climate. Of course, we are in ETAP, 20 years after revolution, where all that behavior start to be very speedy. We are every daily speedy life. And we have, for example, for that community, a lot of feelings like to make it slow down. For example, project slow down we have in 2005. And this was just, or either some other projects like Zevling, looking for nothing. Yeah, that means we start to break up the idea what can not just provoke, but basically slow down a little bit, this speedy, where everything is calculated via some last chance. And of course, basically start site-specific cannot be just like sentimental memory research, but what we have good experiences with this group Blast Theory from England. We work on the virtual space as the site-specific also. But this means to look at for the new spectators who are not either able to come to the some theater or either some concerts, who are afraid. That means this is also a very interesting community inside in the web. But what was also for that that point for me very big question mark also to how to transform or translate or to present it such activism to the public, for example for you. It is very complicated maybe, but basically this makes also necessity to following steps with the documentary. As maybe we come with like intuitive documentary, and with a lot of students from new media or either we develop many of DVD ROMs or some kind of translinks between the spaces. That means it was very interesting also to work with new media, either when it's not, you are not fascinated with the, just with the technology, but for necessity to bring up on that level that we exist. And last year, I just bring one book with me, and we published this book. It's like stony book, heavy one. And this is first book in Czech Republic with site-specific phenomena. That means this was one of the arguments how we start to work for the public to be presented as the relatively in the same condition as the stony black box or conventional city. I think I will maybe stop here with presenting of site specific. It's maybe I'm too long. Yeah. I think now when you have interest, just to listen, my colleague Pavel Storec. Thank you.
Hello, I will be like 10 minutes maximum, I think. So you can imagine the 10 minutes. I will jump because I'm dramaturg of the festival, you saw, and we start in the industrial spaces, so I really concentrate the topic, and I'm teacher of the in school, so I'm in the panic. So I will start just focus for the industrial buildings and some kind of architecture. And the reason why, because our countries, like, I don't know exactly, I think it's similar also in Slovenia, or I know that it's similar in Poland, Hungary, Slovakia, that the after the 90s, there was really quick, fast possibility for some people how to be rich, how to don't think about the owners. And at the post-industrial moment, that the people lost the job, the fabrics was closed, that there was many possibilities how to use the spaces as with industrial history or spaces or sites. And Of course, it was so fast movement that the society in Czech Republic, in the academy field, and on UNESCO combination with industrial heritage came much more later than the in the Western Europe. So this means that we lost a lot. We can't imagine. I think the next generation will recognize how many beautiful buildings we lost because I was 20 years old. I was not able to stop it, but there was also the people who wanted to stop it, but there was not chance. So I will show you the few good examples from West Europe, not Central, but it's also East Germany, East Berlin, France, like just pictures, paint pictures of the nice kind of converting the industrial buildings. And then I will show you the few successful converting of the industrial building for art in the Czech Republic. So just this presentation we can then talk about. But it's because the reason why I'm showing you that I am for next 2 years on, I am already making for the documentation interviews within Europe. Also here you have a Stará elektrárna, that is also beautiful. I know that Maribor also planned the rebuilding. So for me it's very interesting to document this place, because sometimes it happens that festival which we made in the places you saw, it's already didn't exist, or it's rebuilt for the new lofts. Lofts is still okay, but if it's some department store or Lidl, then it's catastrophe. So this is just, I will run for, like, just show the, like good, it's, in Belgium, so it's, I just go like documentation. This is beautiful how they rebuilt, it's not industrial, but it's beautiful how they rebuilt the church to the Performing Arts Center in Brussels. And there is really big movement in the, like, very nice, beautiful program with residency program. So this is like examples for inspiration. I will stop in the... This is, for example, maybe you know, because the Kampenhagel in Hamburg, he was one of the most important performing arts center in the, after the 90s, who inspired and who start present experimental theater in Western Europe, and still now exists. It's six performing arts spaces, and it's still going. And but it exists because of the power of the Red Bossat and his vision of the new performing art in the 90s. So it still exists, which is fantastic as a venue. It's city, honorary city. I am PC man, so it is Tomáši. It's too slow, no? You can go like old cinema. This is Berlin, it's Tanzbar Berlin. Very nice, they make the sauna and swimming pool outside in the Berlin. This is very, also very nice. It's impossible to go like the old cinema, we have no time. You can come. Maybe to Inak? So you see, you hear my language. So, but maybe it's enough as examples, but for me it's interesting to collect it, and I would like to take more because I would like to find the people who work there and to make the interviews with the people who work and which kind of dramaturgy with the old workers. So it's one example, and I will show you a few, like six good examples in Czech, which is... So it's, for example, this one, it's... nobody knows how long it will stay, but it's kind of squatting old Trafo station. There is a lot of young people for the and concentrate for the street art. They also organize the street art festival. I'm showing it. It's for many people. It's really strange to see it because they are surprised that I'm showing this. But in Prague, how is big and how many industrial this district are exist there. There is so less public spaces in industrial history. There is a lot, but so less for used for the culture. So this is private space for performing art, which was opened 3 years ago. Very good architecture. The question is, there is a problem because they combine the business with the art, and it's not so clear profile. This is only dance theater in Prague. This is I think the best converting space for the fine art and also for discussion and performing art. This is a gallery for contemporary art, dogs, and this is really beautiful. And it's only initiative of the one person who decide to. Came from after immigration to Czech Republic to find ateliers, and then he saw that next building is empty and so on and so on. So he bought everything around and he opened this space. We saw this is the first year of the 98 festival will start, and now we will see what will happen because there is a little bit problematic owners. This is the Brno Vanya Galleries. They destroyed without any kind of sense because they destroyed. Mostly heritage, and they keep a little bit for gallery, but there is a shopping center, so it's not good example, and I lost it. So, but it's as examples.
But maybe it's not forever lost.
I must do. I will buy Macintosh. It's good for performance. This is Carlin Studios, which is very good for. There is 7 ateliers for very good fine artists. And downstairs, the hall is for exhibitions. The question is, because it's very funny, I have no photo with me now, but around is the new buildings for the business. So everything is from the glass, and this is only designed like that, but they wanted to destroy it, but because of the crisis, which is very positive for crisis, economic crisis for the big factory companies, that it will stay seems for much more longer years than it looked like before. Again, I go with my film. Yeah. Yeah, you know what I. And this is last one, so it's good. This is Meat Factory, which was. The factory, its owner it was railway company. The city bought it and they wanted to make, they didn't know what to do with it. And in 2-3 years ago, they dedicated for first, more or less first big residency center for fine artists. So inside is a theater, one theater hall. Then is about 20 ateliers. And the classical problem is that they have no money to, they only made the heating, but they have no money to rebuild. That means that artists living in the ateliers, so somebody who paid the, like on the walls, it's not so healthy and so on. But in the future, so hopefully that will be really good center for fine artists. For the one thing, for urbanistic view, because this is on the really kind of periphery, danger periphery, because there is no more very bad contact by trams or so on, and the people running after the drinking over the whole the railway. So if and it's really dangerous that something could happen, and also when it's night, so it's very dangerous to walk to the metro. So the for residency is super, but for the daily program, night everyday program, is not so perfect as the cities. Was thinking about. So, the question is the future of the building, but I will continue with documentation. That's all. Thank you very much.